Around this time each night on PM, your essential update on the day's EU campaigning. In the Chris Mason PM desk of Should the UK Remain a Member of the EU or Leave the EU with Chris Mason.
The Chris Mason PM desk of Should the UK Remain a Member of the EU or Leave the EU with Chris Mason.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? So come on.
I'm afraid Chris has just walked out because that introduction takes so long, and so at the last minute and at great expense, Eleanor Garnier.
Eddie, we begin tonight with a cash prize competition.
You could win £50 million.
Yes, that's right.
You could win £50 million.
50 million smackaroonies. But before you get too excited, remember, terms and conditions apply.
Voting in the EU referendum is not necessary for entry. Voting will not improve your chances of winning. It is not necessary to vote or vote to leave the EU to enter this competition. Competition is open to anyone who's over 18 years of age when they submit their entry and who has registered to vote in the referendum on the United Kingdom's membership of the European Union on the 23rd of June 2016. Claims will be verified using the electoral roll, and so entrants must be registered to vote.
So what do you need to do to win? Well, correctly predict every single result of this year's European Football Championships as a win, lose or draw. That's 51 different games. It's an attempt by the side going for out, vote leave, to get more people talking about the referendum. The only hitch, the odds of picking all 51 games randomly are, according to the BBC's reality check, 1 in 5 sextillion. To you and me, that's 1 in 5 000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 strangers you see in the street. But why £50 million, I hear you say? It's the amount Vote Leave says Britain sends to the EU every day, a claim that was labelled
bogus
by the chair of the Treasury Select Committee, Andrew Tyrie, who told Mark Mardell on The World at One that the figure they got splashed across the Vote Leave battle bus was, as Mr. Tyrie put it,
it's highly misleading. And it's deeply troubling that they should be persisting with this.
What should they do? Scrap the battle bus?
Repaint it immediately.
They've been told. What's wrong with that figure, though? Well, it doesn't take into account Britain's rebate and the payments that flow back to the UK from the EU. But it's not just the Vote Leave lot who are in trouble with Mr. Tyrie. He said Stronger In, that's the side Mr. Cameron's batting for, are misleading the public too by claiming that 3 million jobs are dependent on Britain's membership of the EU. Now, remember all those Treasury reports stacked full of stats and equations that have made excellent bedtime reading? Well, there won't be any more of them, because with 4 weeks until the referendum, the government's now banned from using civil service machinery. With the deadline looming, though, they managed to sneak out a final one, with the Pensions Minister, Ros Altman, hitting the airwaves.
What do pensioners want more than anything else?
The answer?
They want certainty.
And that's because she claims millions of pensioners will be worse off if we vote to leave. While Nigel Farage, the UKIP leader, wasn't happy.
I think the government's behaviour has been disgusting. I think the Prime Minister himself and the Chancellor have been less than truthful with the British public.
Meanwhile, in Japan...
I'm not really closing anything.
David Cameron was facing questions about skeletons and whether he had any hidden in any closets after his former adviser, Steve Hilton, said the PM was secretly an outer.
No, I've never been a closet Brexiteer. I'm absolutely passionate about getting the right result. It's in Britain's national interest.
Now, some cause for celebration today. There was time for a little cheer among the trials and tribulations of the campaign trail in Doncaster. A day late, but never mind. Happy birthday, Jeremy Corbyn.
Should I stay or should I go?
That was the Chris Mason PM desk of Should the UK Remain a Member of the EU or Leave the EU with Chris
Elena
Mason.
Garnier.